You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
A couple of weeks ago, the New Zealand Crime and Victims Survey Cycle 3 from October 19 to November 2020 was published by the Ministry of Justice. The data showed that disabled people are more likely to experience crime across all types of offences, including interpersonal violence and sexual assault. I spoke to Disability Rights Commissioner Paula Tesorero about the data revealed by the Ministry of Justice. Paula points out that this is the first time that data on violence against disabled people has been available in New Zealand and that the results are similar to those internationally. To give you some numbers, up to 16% of disabled New Zealanders experience interpersonal violence compared to up to 7% for non-disabled, so that's almost double. For sexual violence, after standardising by age, disabled adults are about 52% more likely than non-disabled adults to be sexually assaulted in their lifetime. Paula and I discuss the significance of this data and how it might be acted upon by the central government. What is the Human Rights Commission's position on the data shown?
I'm really saddened to read the results of the survey, but I'm not at all surprised because this reflects our own research and understanding of issues around violence and abuse and crime more generally, which disabled people are often the victims of. And so while it's sad to read the results, it's also really good that we have this data, because for a very long time we haven't had data of this nature disaggregated by disability. Now that we have it, we have a really great opportunity to talk about the results, reflect on the why, and put in place some things to address those issues. And it also means that more people are aware of the issues, and the more people that we have talking about these issues and highlighting the importance of getting action, then the better ultimately that is for New Zealand.
Now, I understand these are Ministry of Justice statistics. Why is it something that hasn't been surveyed or had data provided on before?
I think the Ministry are probably a better place to answer that question, but I think across the board we're now getting better quality data across from a range of agencies, actually, that is now broken down by disability. And so I think that's a great thing. And, you know, now that we have it, the opportunity is to talk about the results and to focus on addressing what the data shows us.
Now, I know you've spoken a little bit about why it is important to have statistics like these reported. Is it likely that statistics regarding sensitive issues such as physical and sexual violence against disabled people, is it likely that they're as accurate as you'd like them to be, or is there more work to be done to make sure that we really know what the true picture of this is looking like in Aotearoa New Zealand?
I think that the fact we have the data is great and gives a more accurate picture of the high rates of interpersonal violence and sexual assault that are being experienced by disabled people. So a couple of the really high-level stats that I think are important to highlight is that the survey shows that disabled people are more likely to experience crime across all types of offences, including interpersonal violence and sexual assault. And when age differences are taken into account, the risk of interpersonal violence for disabled adults is twice as high as the New Zealand average. The survey also showed that disabled adults are significantly more likely than non-disabled adults to be sexually assaulted in their lifetime. So that means that disabled adults are about 21% more likely to experience sexual assault than non-disabled adults. Now, those results are obviously incredibly sad and distressing to read, but really good that we have them. In terms of the need to do more work and gain greater accuracy, there will always be more work to be done. The statistics that were released might still, in our view, be underestimating the prevalence of violence, given that the selection of participants and the survey methodologies used. excluded some disabled people, such as those who might be in residential facilities or also reliant on other types of communication that the survey didn't offer. So we suspect that there's still an underestimate in that survey. So hopefully over time we can build on the accuracy of that picture. But it's really great to have this information and go from there.
And I know you talked there sort of about what can be done in the future, but what response are you hoping from these statistics when it comes to the work of community organisations, but also the work of the central government?
The government has a strong focus through its joint venture on eliminating family and sexual violence. And so it's great that there is that priority, and the Human Rights Commission and others have worked really hard to ensure that disabled people are at the table and really having some influence and input into the national strategy coming out of that work. So it's really important that disabled people have their say on influencing that strategy, because in a sense that will set the path for the coming years on how New Zealand responds to violence and abuse. So I think that's really important. I'm hoping that that strategy obviously addresses family and sexual violence for all New Zealanders, but I really hope that it digs deep into some of the bespoke issues that affect disabled people and need responding to. So, for example, that's things like making sure there are adequate services that can respond specifically to the needs of disabled people, making sure that all of the current and any future facilities and services for disabled people can actually be accessed by disabled people, because we know that a number of mainstream services are not able to be fully accessed by disabled people at the moment. It's all about also about making sure that the workforce is well trained and understands how to respond to the needs of disabled people, and making sure that all the mainstream services are accessible. So I think if we can start to build some of those very specific responses into any kind of national strategy, then that will be important. I think it's also important to recognise that the survey was looking at crime across a number of fields, and the government certainly got a priority around reducing family harm and sexual violence. But some of those other areas of crime, you know, while we don't, you know, fully understand all of the reasons why disabled people are at the forefront of, you know, some of these awful statistics, we do know that disabled people face a range of poor outcomes across almost every social indicator in New Zealand. And for that reason, there can be a power imbalance, and often means that disabled people find themselves, you know, victims of harm, and we've all got a really collective responsibility to turn that around.
That was Disability Rights Commissioner Paula Tesorero speaking about the data revealed by the Ministry of Justice a couple of weeks ago regarding violence against disabled people.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.